Well, begin with a disclaimer. Anything I share in this class at any time along the way is not coming from your pastor. Therefore, you should discount everything that I say. You should not take it too seriously. And if you have questions, you should go to your pastor. And if you don't like it, you should go to your pastor. And if you don't like your pastor, we'll find another one. Well, happy birthday, Jim. All right, let's begin. The last couple of classes, we've been going over some aspects of the process of knowing the Lord and the things that are necessary. And we've been using the tabernacle, and I have a chart up here, and I don't know how well anyone can see it from there, but it's a good chart. And we do take breaks here, so if you need to come up and see it. But basically, it's the high priest, the tabernacle with the entrance here. On the other side is the brazen altar. Maybe I should do this. We're doing good, aren't we? And then after the brazen altar is the laver. And then here's the holy place, which on the left side is the seven-branch candlestick, the golden candlestick. Here is the table of showbread, and the veil is right here, and in front of the veil is the altar of incense, and just on the other side is God. And on top of the Ark of the Covenant floating 7 inches from, well, actually, I don't know. It doesn't say. Okay. So what we discussed was, we started with talking about the priests, which are all from the tribe of Levi, the Levites, the priests. And we discussed the process. And then we went, after that, we went into dealing with the laver, or the altar, and then the laver. And so the process began with a group of people that were priests to the Lord. And that group of people, God gave them the tabernacle. And that tabernacle was to be set up by them. It was to be laid out and built up, and the spikes driven in, and stretched it out onto the earth, in the earth. And they were the ones who hammered the spikes, not to kill, because it is a picture of Christ crucified, where the skins are stretched out and the spikes are nailed in, but not to kill the Lord, not to kill him, but it was to show all the people around them and all the nations that their God was a lamb, that they had a crucified God. And once that was set up, then there was an altar immediately on the inside, and lambs were taken, and it wasn't just lambs, but it was primarily lambs. And they were taken, and individuals could come there to offer sin offerings and peace offerings and thank offerings and many different kind of offerings. But so much of the time it was lambs. And we went through the process of what that took, and that an individual would literally see the process, and it would be a pretty bloody process. And they would see what would happen to the lamb on their behalf. And then we moved to the laver, and then they moved to the laver, and we moved to it next. And there at the laver, which was basically a big bowl that was made out of this, you can see it there. It was made out of brass, polished brass, and that was like a mirror. And with the water, they were able to wash something away, spots and blemishes. But with the mirror, they were able to see, and we went through the New Testament scriptures that talk about this, they were able to see Jesus. They were able to comprehend that not just Jesus was stretched out and openly shown to everyone so that they would understand that their God was Christ crucified, that their God was a crucified God, that their God was a lamb when you came to the altar and he died for you. But now there's a whole new thing going on with this laver. Now when you look in there, you're not seeing you, you're seeing him. You see him and you're changed into that same image from glory to glory. And so a process begins there that now starts including us. And then you're going to go into the Holy of Holies, and that's where you're going to deal with this other stuff. But the beginning part is this group of priests, this group of people that have something of the Lord's heart. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 1, and we'll look at this kind of amazing thing of what it says about these who are priests or Levites and what they carry for the Lord. Numbers 1, and we'll start at verse 49. Numbers 1, 49. Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. And the reason is because in the New Testament, there's no need to number that, but that means that anyone can come in if they will. We're all supposed to be priests, but I don't believe that we all function as priests. We're not Catholic priests. We're not even Jewish priests. We're not even Aaronic priests, the priests of the Aaron priesthood. We are a different kind of priest. And verse 50, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony and over all the vessels thereof. And so here they are. They're given that building, that habitation of God. They are given responsibility to take it, to move it, to set it up, to do it properly and according to the Lord's heart. And this is all huge stuff. And over the vessels thereof and over all things that belong to it. So this is the Lord, and this is the Lord's habitation. And their heart is for the Lord, not just the habitation, but to make it according to the pattern. And so all that belongs to it, they shall bear the tabernacle. They bear Christ crucified. They bear him where they're at, and they bear him where they go, and they bear him. Jesus is the one who said, take up your cross and follow me. And that's what the Levites are doing. They're taking up this reality of Christ crucified, and they are taking him wherever they go, but they're not going where they want to go. They're following the cloud by day and the fire by night. And so they shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it. Is that amazing? That's memorial ministry, folks. There it is. They don't just take care of it. It's not just stuff. They minister to it. But they're not ministering to it. In their hearts, they're supposed to minister to Christ crucified. They're supposed to minister to the Lamb and all that he has set up, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. So they all have to get around it. In other words, if you encamp round about something, something's in the middle. Something central to your sight, to the door that you enter and exit out of your home. It is to him. It is to him. And the New Testament says all things are to him and through him, and by him all of it consists. And he's the head of the church. And shall a camp run about the tabernacle? And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pit. Well, let's go back to that one. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. What is this? This is a sacred calling to be able to minister to the Lord like this. This is not. It's not to be taken lightly, you know. I mean, it's not. It is a sacred thing that the Lord would open himself up to allow humans. You know, I was thinking about that a few days ago, actually, that, you know, it said, I think it was Paul and Barnabas or some of them. They were laying hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit. And I thought, how amazing are we that we, that's just a religious thing, that God himself would allow human hands on someone for them to get the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. We don't even go, well, let's lay hands on me. Rub it up, rub it. Sorry, rub it up, you know. That we, you know, for us it's a ritual and it's, this is the method God wants to use. But it's human hands that are laid on someone that they could actually get the third person of God. Oh, my Lord. And if, and to whatever degree we comprehend that, it's just like, that's God condescending. To us, to allowing our hands to bring forth something that is godly, God, that is of him? Praise the Lord. And when the tabernacle is pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death, because the Lord is not looking for people to go through a class and qualify to be a priest. He's looking for those that have a certain heart. Now, I know this, at least on this small thing, that I've been going through the scriptures and looking at God's heart in relationship to memorial ministry and ministry that does not have at its heart his heart. And it's just powerful to me. And the prophecies about it and what God likes and what God doesn't like just carry right on through. They never cease because that's the way he is. Because that's the way his heart is. See, his being is not going to change. And so a stranger coming nigh is it doesn't have the same heart. You know, you'd say, well, that shouldn't make a difference, Lord. Why be so picky? You should just let anybody do what they want to do, you know, and, you know, for you. It doesn't matter if their heart's in it or not. The important thing is that the job get done. How about that? Does that sound American? Excuse me, does that sound like the U.S.? It may not sound like South Americans. Let's just get the job done. And if you can take the courses and da-da-da-da and qualify, get in there and do it. But see, he's different than us. He's different than us. There are things that matter to him that we don't even take into consideration. We don't even take into consideration. We just do it. I'll do it to the glory of God. And he's going, you're a stranger to me. You know? The spirit that you have is strange to me. The thoughts you have in the process, that's strange to me. What I want is, And, you know, it always comes back to that one after my kind. One that wants me, one after my kind. One that wants me and wants to be with me and wants to be one with me. Well, that's going to take a cross to get there. Do you understand that? That's going to take an altar right here for sure. And then everything else that you go to after, that's going to be built on that altar. I mean, the fire off of that altar, it comes in here and it lights the 7-branch candlestick. Did you know that? The fire off of that altar lights the altar of incense. It's that altar fire that's on things that have moved forward, that remain. See, there are things that remain, and there are things that won't remain. All right, so let's finish this. And verse 52, and the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, by his own standard. Every man pitch your tent by your own standard. What is your standard that you measure everything by? Throughout their host. But there's somebody that's taking this differently. But the Levites shall pitch around the tabernacle of testimony. Why? That there be no wrath upon everybody else that isn't pitched around him. You can pitch your tent by your own standard, and thank God there'll be priests who will be with the Lord and will stand in the gap. Because that's really, I mean, the priest's first job is to have the desires, the intentions of the heart of God. That's first. And the second thing is to minister on behalf of the people. But what do they minister? See, that's the key. We go, okay, I'm just ministering to the people. Well, memorial ministry priests minister the lamb. They minister the cross. They minister, you see what I mean? In other words, that's still the heart of God. Offer a lamb. Offer me in their place. See, I'm just ministering to you. No, you're ministering Christ to them. It's a big difference than just, well, let's go kill a lamb, then you're off the hook, go. That isn't it. That's not the spirit of the thing. That's not what's going on. That there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. All right, so I was thinking about the Levites and the preciousness of being able to do this. And I remembered something in Genesis. So turn with me real quick to Genesis. This may 3 minutes. Yes, ma'am. I'm sure we'll do it this time. Genesis 49, verse 5 through 7. Because you need to hear this. You need to hear this unbroken. Genesis 49, verse 5 through 7. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty. It's talking about the tribe of Levi. Instruments of cruelty. This is Jacob's prophecy over his kids. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. All right, so this is the way God viewed them at this point. And so it says, God's talking here. And he's saying, you know, I'm not going to come into their secret. And I'm not going to be united into their assembly. So you say, well, what how did the big change come about? Well, while God wouldn't join to that, God could have them join to him in his secret and in his assembly. Amen? That's the plan. They were, this is what they were by human nature, they were instruments of cruelty, and now in oneness, they are instruments of the most holy God. Is that amazing? Hallelujah. That's a big contrast to what we were by nature and what we are by oneness. Praise God. All right, so we're going to stop. Kelly's holding up a zero, which is kind of like at the Olympics, how good you do. All right, let's quit, take a little break, and we'll come back.